You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
Who are these prints? Stop and back up.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like breaking day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is sunlight.
And everything else, they just were too realistic to be
frozen like a tree.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female Bigfoot.
The creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. It's a movie right now. At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
What you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the cypress knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Just too cool. That's how I am. I'm mellow yellow jello tonight. I got to tell you, I am so elated, I guess is the word, Marco. I'm just so elated. We got such wonderful guests, and you know, what more can I say about you? You just come up and get the bestest people in the whole wide world. But that's how you roll, my brother. That's how you roll. Hey, I want to say hello to Beckers and the Crypto Four out there in Four Corners in New Mexico. Dave from New York, guest 45.9. Henry May, hey, our working encyclopedia. Just a few of the people out there in the chat room, and I know that we've got three chat rooms going, and sometimes it gets a little hard to maneuver in here because we never know who's on what and where and all that's all about. But we got some great guests, and before I get out to the shout-outs, I got a great announcement to make to all you Bigfooters out there, okay? This is going to be a chance of a lifetime, okay? Our friends up in the flanks of Rainier, Washington, Ken and Terry Stewart, okay, the people that own Bigfoot, Inc., they've got a Bigfoot expedition going. That's right. They got an expedition going from the 14th of August to the 17th. Now, remember that. That's 4 days, 3 nights, and you guys got a chance to get out there and see some of the local flavor where all this stuff started. And I'm going to tell you straight up, these guys do it upright, okay? They don't slack in any way. You don't have to worry about bringing some MREs or some potted or canned water and what have you with you. These guys, the first night, you're going out to a restaurant, you're going to have dinner. The last day, you're going to have a top-notch breakfast. And all in between, you're going to have meals right there at the base camp. And for those of you who don't like to sleep out there on the ground, they've got inside quarters for you. This is a first, you guys. this is where it's all, you know, the old saying, hey, when I camp out and when I go on an expedition, I want to have my bearers to carry all my gear and I want to stay out of Hilton. Well, this is the next best thing. But the key to this whole thing is these people are for real. You're going to get to be at this property where it's happening. I can't tell you where it's at, but here's what I'm going to do. Got a pencil and paper? Write this down. Go get a pencil and paper right now. 1-800-363-1599. I'm going to repeat it again. 1-800-363-1599. And you're going to get in contact with either Ken or Terry. They own Bigfoot Inc. up there. And you're going to have a time of your life. We're going there this weekend. So we're going to tell you all about it. But you need to call after the show, during the show, whatever it takes. One more time, 1-800-363-1599, a time of your life, guys. You're going to get to go out on a real Bigfoot expedition with Ken and Terry Stewart from Bigfoot Inc. up there in Washington from the 14th of August to the 17th. Now, with any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to our shout-outs. My God, I've been having so many emails, phone calls, you have no clue. Terry Stewart, thanks for the DVD order. Ryan Winters, Southern California, thank you for the DVD order. Neil French, hey Neil, he's out there from Darlington, England, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your viewpoints. It goes to show you, we go out to 32 countries, everybody, 32. Not just in somebody's backyard or regional, we're out to 32 countries. Terrace, Jacob, Izzy, Richard, Goku, David, Rosalie, Sydney, John. I mean, these guys are all over the place. I want to thank you guys for all your great input. And here's a little extra one for those guys. Thomas Navarrete from Paco, Washington. Thanks for the DVD order, buddy. Todd Calvert, Southern California. He's our production guy. He almost got crippled, ladies and gentlemen, with all the prayers that we put out there and continue doing it. He's back on the mend, and at least he's walking. Megan Barone, up there in Harbor, Washington. Thank you for the DVD order, dear. Lori Houck, she's down there in Tarpon, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that name. She has the airboating magazine down there. It goes out to, I don't know, 40 different states or something, and we're going to be doing something with her, so remember that name. Here's a little special something for you, Lori. Rex Howdy Shell. All you guys remember him. He was the one on Coast to Coast, and he was the volunteer. He's been with us, I don't know, 13, 14 expeditions. His daughter has a brain aneurysm. All our prayers go out to his daughter and his family. This is specially for you, Rex. He's one of our team, ladies and gentlemen. Send out those prayers. Those prayers really work. Manny Serino, the poet, the American native from Livingston. Can't wait to meet you. You've got some great stories to tell. Kevin Tipo, very interesting stuff, my friend. Thanks for forwarding it. Sarah Cakebread, unique name, Cakebread. Thanks for the DVD order, honey. Linda Rubalcava. A lot of similarity in the baboon versus the primate. I agree with you. Dan McCall, thanks for the kind words, my friend. John Thistle, Norwood, that's from Massachusetts. Wow, yeah. Thanks for buying he bought our DVD and he wants to tell everybody it's off the hook and it's one of the best things he's ever seen out there when it comes to Bigfoot. Thank you so much. James Hubbs. Cedro Woolley, Washington. Thank you for buying our DVD, James. Carl Steiger, British Columbia, bought the DVD, thinks it's outstanding. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me talk about our family up there in Montana in Browning on the reservation with the Blackfeet. Bruce Schilt and his lovely bride, Donna and their kids. Well, their father, Simon, and her brothers were coming home one night, and they swerved not to hit a deer, and their car, their rig, turned around. Turned over 2-3 times, and they're in bad shape. Simon's in the hospital now. We want to send out as many prayers as we can and getting them back to into shape, so it goes out to all of you guys. This show is dedicated to you and to Rex Howdy Shell's daughter. kudos and salutations to all of our friends here, far, and everywhere. Well, guys, we have one hellacious show tonight. One more time, I have to thank my producer, Marco Bill. This guy, I don't know where he gets him from, but he does. He does a hell of a job. You guys have heard about it. You've seen it on the internet. You heard it on the read about it somewhere or heard it on TV in the media. $1 million. That's right. $1 million for a photo of a Bigfoot. It has to be sanctioned and certified by their people, but it has to be done on their cameras. Well, I got to tell you something. Mark Schaefer from Bushnell got a hold of us, and he had seen this on America's Newsroom when we were on Fox in that national show, and he contacted us, and we jawboned for a little while, and he's sending out some cameras to us and everything, and apparently they work pretty damn good. I got to tell you, that's straight up. So without any further ado, let's get Mark Schaefer. You out there, Mark?
Hit the *7 button, Mark.
Yes, Tom, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, top draw, my man. Listen, give everybody the scoop. I mean, fill them in, okay? I've
Absolutely.
Gotten so many calls from everybody around the country. They want to know, what does the rules consist of? How does this whole thing come down? And who was the innovator that made it happen?
Well, sure, Tom. But first of all, I want to say thanks for letting me be on the show and all to your listeners. And as I was listening on hold, I'm very impressed with the amount of well wishes and the nice sentiments that you say to all kinds of your friends and fans and certainly people in need. That's a very nice touch, Tom.
That means a lot to me, Mark. Thank you for that, because
sure.
There's not many people that do what we do. And, you know, there's a lot of imitators, but we're the originators and we're the ones that make it happen.
Yeah, and you're awful. Those well wishes to all those people in need, that means a lot to a lot of people. So I thought I'd pass that along. But well, yeah, let me tell you how this contest started, and I'm sure many of your listeners and fans know how the whole thing started. There was a gentleman in Pennsylvania by the name of Rick Jacobs who got some very interesting photos of an animal on his trail camera, in his Bushnell trail camera, and he sent them our way. And you know, we're not experts at Bushnell. We make optical products, and we make trail cameras and a lot of different products for people to use in the outdoors. But we're certainly not any of us biologists or Bigfoot experts. And we were befuddled by it. And lots of people on the internet said this is a juvenile Sasquatch. And quite frankly, looking at the photos, it'd be hard pressed to say that it wasn't. But after a period of time, it appears, working through the Pennsylvania wildlife people, that a juvenile bear that has a bad hair condition, evidently, and it made it look kind of odd. But it started the whole process, and we said, oh, my gosh, you know, these people are putting these cameras out into the woods and capturing all kinds of objects. And so we said, well, let's put our money where our mouth is, and let's have a contest. So we got together with Field & Stream magazine, which is a partner of ours, and said, hey, let's have a contest. And we were willing to put up $1 million to anybody that can get a photo to us that can be substantiated by a panel of experts that we brought on board. And if anybody can get a picture now, it can be any trail camera. It does not have to be a Bushnell. We said, hey, we want to make this thing open up to all people who can take a trail camera, which is any trail camera device that you can strap to a tree for the objective of taking pictures either during the day or during the night. And that's really what it is. It's as simple as that, Tom.
Well, that is pretty simple there, Mark, but let me ask you this. I went to the website after talking to you the other day, and I did see a bunch of pictures. I saw the one just that the world-famous ones, I guess they've gone around the world, the ones that happened in Pennsylvania, I guess it was. And, yeah, it is a bear. We've all come out to that conclusion. But I'll tell you what. I like your attitude more so than anything else, and let me tell you why. You guys walked the talk. You put the money up where your mouth is, and that means a lot. It's like kind of like what Searching for Bigfoot does, okay? You hear all these people go out there, well, you know, we go out here and we go out there, but nothing ever comes of it. You can go to our website. You can see where we're at. Call the towns where we've just been, and it happens, okay? Because you guys are straight up, and I'll tell you what, I can't wait to get these cameras out in the field. My guys, They just left Four Corners, New Mexico today. They're on their way to upstate Washington, state of Washington. And I can't wait to get to use these things in the field for a week or two. And believe me, you'll know right away what we get.
Yeah, there's some interesting things, and beyond the, you know, the unknown, there's certainly a lot of pictures we're getting. We got one in the other day, and we caught a bat in mid-flight, and we've never, ever had, I don't think, any bird in mid-flight, other than maybe a turkey or a songbird or something, but a bat, which was pretty amazing, which tells us, you know, that these things have trigger speed. They have good infrared. They're able to take, you know, pictures of objects that you just wouldn't believe. We've gotten pictures back from Africa of leopards and lions and, nocturnal animals like bush pigs and hyenas and jackals and stuff. So, you know, they are very interesting. I think everybody wants to know what's out there at night, either on their property or somebody else's property. And there's a lot of people, you know, like yourself and your fans that want to know what goes bump in the night, too, and if there's something out there that, you know, that we're not aware of. So, great device. We're having a lot of fun with it, and we hope people continue to send the pictures. And, we're also having some fun with it. Some people have dressed up in some costumes, and they've enjoyed themselves, and we certainly encourage that, too, and we'll give out prizes to those people who send in those pictures as well.
Hey, Tom, let me ask you this. Okay, just one second. What is the time period? You know, what's the...
Yeah, it's all on the website, but they have till December 15th, so we got a lot of time. We've got a lot of time left, so no hurry. December 15th at midnight is when we'll cut it off, and then we'll award prizes after that. There's all the contests and everything is on the website.
That is fantastic. Stay on. We got a caller on here, Mark. Let's
okay,
see
sure. Actually, we have three callers, but we want to start off with the first one, Tom.
Okay, go ahead.
Area code 845, you're on Bigfoot Live Radio. Go ahead.
845, you're on the Bigfoot Live call-in show. Who's this?
It's Bob Moultrie from Saugerties, New York. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Not too bad.
You know, I've heard all about you, Bobby. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a retired police officer up there in Saugerties, New York, and he's been taking a lot of calls. He's been doing a lot of investigative work up in that area. Why don't you tell our listeners out there, Bobby, if you would, tell them what's been going on.
Sure will. I've maintained a lot of, you know, friends that work for various agencies in the area, from state, local sheriff's department, local law enforcement agencies, and we'll get together over a cup of coffee in the morning, and they'll tell me about calls that they investigated the night before, break-ins and burglaries and stuff, and in the area where you guys were investigating just recently in the Tool Road area up in Catskill. There's been complaints of 25-pound bags of dog food disappearing off of back porches, stealing bushels of apples off of back porches. Now, you know, my understanding, if that's an animal, it's going to eat it right there. You know, something's going to have to be pretty big to carry it off. So, you know, different situations like that. Law enforcement chasing one of these things up the side of a 45-degree embankment, calling for backup, tracking it with a canine and losing it at a creek. And when the thing was running, it was running part-time on all fours, and then it would stand up and run on two legs for over 200-300 yards.
Wow. Wow. You're blowing my mind, man. I'm salivating over here.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get back out there, Bobby, because, you know, with you and Ted and the other Bob and Danny and my God, guess what, Mark? We may be taking you up on your offer.
Yeah, well, that would be terrific. I think we all would benefit from the fact that if someone was able to get some substantial evidence on it, I think it's just a matter of time. But, yeah, that'd be terrific. We're all for it. That's what the contest is about. So let's hope we can all be successful in this.
Well, that's why I love this. It's an even playing field for everybody involved here. Everybody has the chance, but what you got to do is get up off your butt and get out there in the field and look.
That's right.
Well, listen, number one, I want to thank you, Mark, so much from the bottom of my heart. We're going to have you back as time goes on.
Anytime,
and,
I'd be happy to.
God bless you, my man.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Same to you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bobby, you still on there?
Still here.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't want to reveal everything about you because I want to get into your head with all this stuff you got going, but just mute yourself out and listen to the rest of the show. And if I call upon you, just unmute yourself and come back on. Okay, Bob?
Tom, he can't mute himself out. I'll mute him out for you.
Okay, you take
care of
that.
He's on a different kind of phone.
All right, you got another call?
We got four more.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, we have four more calls.
All right, put them on.
Okay, area code 513. You're on Bigfoot Live Radio. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Terry Johnson, and I received a call today on my answer machine from Tom Biscardi. I wanted to call and thank you for the DVD. We really enjoyed it. I believe you were calling my husband, Ronnie Allen. We were listening for a shout-out for him, and I don't believe he heard it.
Really?
Yeah, we went to call. I'm sorry?
He didn't hear it?
No, I didn't. But we wanted to call and tell you thank you for the DVD. We're really interested in the whole Bigfoot festival.
Okay, Miss Allen, this goes out specially for Ronnie. Ronnie, that goes just to you, buddy. I want to thank you so much.
We have family in Kentucky that see me that fast.
Marco, she's coming through very faint, Marco.
Yeah, it's the telephone itself. It's the telephone line. It's feeding out.
Can you hear me now?
Well, yeah, talk closer to the phone, dear.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Really interested in this Bigfoot stuff you guys got going on. I have family in Kentucky that has been feeding a Sasquatch now for the past, I'd say 15 or so years. And we've actually seen footage that my family has down there that has really got us interested in this. And we wanted to see if you had anything that was as good as what he has.
Well, let me ask you this. Who's your family?
Sure.
Who's your family, hon?
My name is Carrie Johnson.
Okay. And who are the people
that have the film?
The lady that feeds the Sasquatch is my niece, Vicki Johnson.
Oh, I met them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was surfing around on websites, and I seen you had a movie out, and I thought I would order the movie. And I wanted to really call and just tell you how much we enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much.
It means a lot to us to hear those compliments because it took so much to doing what we did.
Right. This is really exciting.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie, and I'm glad that Ronnie got to hear his name on the air, okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless. We'll talk to you again. Marco, Bill, you got her phone number?
I have it.
Okay, Mark it. Okay, who's next? Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to Alan, too, okay? Or Ronnie.
Okay.
All right, dear. Who else, Marco?
Tom, the board is filling up. I recommend that we go to the next guest here, and then what I will do is we'll pick them up as we go through the things.
Fantastic. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go down there. You all heard Anthony Petropoli from last week. He was riding in his cart on his property with his dad. They turned a corner. If you saw the YouTube clip, in that blast of sun or light or moon or whatever the hell it was, something strolled by. Anthony, you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Off the hook, my son. Off the hook.
Hey, Tom, that video is posted on our website on a link right below the show information.
So we actually have it up now.
On www.bigfootlive.com. You go up there and there's a link right underneath the show information. Explains our show right underneath it. It's got a link and you can go and look at it on YouTube.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Marco Billy's always ahead of the game. Anthony, tell everybody the story real quick.
Okay, well, first off, I was coming home from my friend's house at about 11:30, and we always take the golf cart because he doesn't live that far away. And then I was on my way home, and my house is on the dirt road, so I make a left onto it. And as I'm going, we have our camera because I like to film, I like to make videos and stuff like that. So I'm going down the road, and my camera has night vision, thank goodness. and I looked to the left, and I saw something. And as we're going, I didn't say anything because I was scared to death. And I turned back, and I got it. Yeah, like a couple seconds of it. It was just crazy.
I know how you feel. You know, I've had in my tenure, I've had 6 encounters myself, and it's indelible. It'll be in your mind forever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that you go out and you look at this on the website, BigfootLiveRadioShow.com. He's got it up there. Write us. Tell us what you think. Anthony, thank you so much for coming back on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, this next guest, Denny Coleman, waiting to hear this story. He lives in Mississippi now, but it happened about 20-some-odd years ago. Denny, on the line?
Just push your *7 button.
I'm on the line.
Thanks for joining us, Denny.
You're welcome.
Why don't you tell my audience out there exactly what happened back there in the mid-80s?
Okay, well, actually, I live in Arkansas now. We had moved to Mississippi when I was in 9th grade, and we moved to an old house place there on a farm in pretty close to Summit, Mississippi. And we got there, and we cleaned up the place, and it hadn't been lived in like 40 years, and it was the only place we could find at the time. And we moved there and got everything cleaned up, and it was just really beautiful place, you know, lots of woods, just as far as you can go. And my first experience with seeing something there, I was outside leaning up against the fence, and I was watching some birds at the back of the pasture. They were white cranes, and I was watching them. And probably roughly 250 yards away from the house. And just all of a sudden, something come from out of the wood line and just come out and grabbed one of the birds and ran back in to the woods. And it was a big gray blur that just came across there. And, I asked my dad about that and asked him what it could be. And he told me, he said, well, it's possible it could have been a wolf. But, you know, it was awful big to be a wolf. And I hadn't seen anything like that. And I'd grown up, you know, hunting and things like that and seeing different animals. And I told him, I said, I just really don't think that's what it was. As time went by, you know, I'm a teenager and I love the woods and things. So I love to go explore and do things in the woods. And a couple miles away from the house, I found a nice pond that I could go fishing on. And so I was back there fishing on the pond one day, and just fishing, and I looked up, and across on the other side of the pond, there was something squatting down, looking at me, watching me. And I'm sitting there looking at it, and it's a big, reddish-gray, hairy-looking man is what I'm looking at. And it's terrified and don't want to move or anything when I'm looking at it. And it's just looking at me, and I'm looking at him. You know, for 5 or 10 minutes, we're just sitting there looking at each other. And so I didn't know what to do, so I started to get up. And as I'm getting up, it stands up. And when it stood up, it was huge. It had long hair. It had just a big muscular build, long arms. It had a short neck, and it never took its eyes off of me the whole time. And I turned, and I'm fixing to start running. Of course, I'm looking at it at the same time it's looking at me. And whenever I turn to go, it starts going the opposite direction. But the whole time, it never took its eyes off of me as it went back up the hill on the other side. And I was terrified. And I ran as hard and fast as I could home. And I told my parents about it. And they believed that I'd seen something, but they just wasn't sure, you know, what it could have been. And as time went by, as we were living there, you know, our dogs, they would, every single night, I mean, they would bark at something. There was, you know, of course, there's animals all around there, so, you know, you would think, okay, well, there might be barking at deer or something like that, but every night, And you could hear something out, you know, at the wood lines. You know, it would just hoot, and you can just hear it out there. And well, as time just went by, it started throwing sticks and things at the house. And sometimes it would throw such large sticks on the top of the house. We had a tin roof that it would wake us up in the middle of the night. And, of course, the dogs would be going crazy. And, you know, it was obviously something was out there. And, of course, I knew what I saw. And then my second encounter with it, I was outside. It was at night, and we had a basketball goal set up. On our garage outside, it was an old kind of a barn, but we had a basketball goal set up on the side of it, and you had to go inside of the barn to turn the light on. Well, I went inside to turn the light on, and when I reached to plug up the light, where I had to plug the light up, there was a big window open and grabbed my hand, and it grabbed it really hard, enough that it bruised my hand. And I ran into the house and I got my dad. And whenever I told him what happened, he got the light and he got the gun. And we went out and I showed him where it had happened. And you could hear the thing again. It was back out in the woods again and it was hooting at us. So we went that way and Daddy took the light. And he was shining the light trying to find it. And the closer we would get, you could hear it getting further away. And it would just hoot really loud and just high pitch, almost whistle type hoots. It didn't scream or growl or anything like that. It was just hooting. And anyway, we couldn't see it with the light because it stayed so far ahead of us that we couldn't keep up with it. So we came back. And you know, and Daddy, he told me, he said, "Son," he said, "I realize it is something, you know," he said, "but I don't know what it is." And well, a few days later, I decided that I'm going to go back to the pond. And I went back to the pond because I wanted to see if it had left tracks at the pond. And when I got to the pond, yeah, there was tracks there. I was telling Marco today when I was talking to him, you know, that I was raised up in Louisiana. So I know what alligator tracks look like. And the tracks were similar to an alligator track, but much, much larger than a human foot. And it had three toes out front, one toe on the side. So it was four toes and the foot imprint in the mud. And I'm back there and I'm looking at it and things, and I decided to come on back. Well, I was coming back, and I was coming back on an old cow truck. My brother and my cousin were right at the edge of the woods, and they were building a fort at the edge of the woods. And I stopped there, and I talked to them for a few minutes, and I told them I was going back into the house to get me something to drink. Well, as soon as I got back in the house, they were right behind me, and they were terrified. And we finally got them calmed down enough to ask them, you know, what was happening and everything. And my cousin, he was so scared that he used the bathroom on himself. And so we got him calmed down, and they started talking and telling us that they thought it was me, that they thought that I had snuck around behind them and I was going to try to scare them. And when they turned around and looked, the Bigfoot, or whatever it is, was behind them, and it was squatting down looking at them. And it was within 15 to 20 feet of them.
You know, I'll tell you, Denny, it's very indicative of the area where you're talking about, okay, of the legend of Boggy Creek down there in Georgia just recently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Don down there and Greg Worthington and Chuck Creel and my guys were down there. We've got those three-toed prints on our site somewhere. I just can't maneuver it. We've got so much crap on that damn thing. I don't know where anything is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But Marco Bill knows where it's all at. But, man, I got to tell you, this is incredible stuff. And, you know, we're going to have you back on again. And I want to thank you for spending the time with us. We just got a lot more show ahead of us.
So just mute yourself out and listen up, and thanks for coming, okay, Denny?
Okay, thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Tom, you want to take a call?
Let's take a quick call. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. Area code 505. You're on Bigfoot Live.
Fratello mio, come vai? Come vai?
Hey, buonasera, padre. Come stai?
Bene, bene. Che faccio?
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is Father Ray, our closest...
Hey! How are you, Tom?
Well, you know, I tell you, the boys tried to get a hold of you last night. They were there in New Mexico.
I didn't get a call, but I wish I'd known. I was recently in Dulce, New Mexico, and I heard about sightings of prints in a canyon to the west of Dulce, New Mexico. So I want to let you know that.
I'm glad you did, number one. Number two, our guys from Four Corners are back there now, and they're leaving tomorrow to go check something out. JC, Dave O, Leonard Dan, Johnny Lee, get a hold of Father Ray. He's got some new prints for you. Father Ray, bless you.
You.
Ciao, Bello.
Bless you. Ciao, ciao, fratello mio.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Father Ray. He's got to be the greatest guy in the world. He's become not only our prayer to the man up above, but he's become a hell of a friend to each and every one of us.
Tom, we have area code 936.
Okay, let's do 936, and then I'm going to do...
936. Go ahead.
Are you ready to do me?
We'll do you. Go ahead.
Tom, it's Thomas down here in Texas.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
If I was doing any better, I couldn't stand myself. I've continued to observe and document stuff around my family's place. They've got 300 acres down here, and I've seen noted activity, traditional activity, that gets reported around the continental U.S. One thing we've noticed that they're very much doing is a tomato does not get ripe on the vine. When it gets green and really plump, it comes up missing. There's no tomato on the ground with bird peck holes in it or anything. It just simply disappears. And also, my mother fills up the bird feeders every night with sunflower seeds, and every night, without fail, those bird feeders get completely emptied. So they apparently have a taste for sunflower seeds.
Well, I've never heard anything. I've heard about the sunflower seeds, but I never heard anything about the green tomatoes. That's a new one on me, I got to tell you. But I'm going to look into that. I really will, Tom. Any other questions that you might have?
No. Have you ever formed a dissertation or given any type of, published any kind of paper on what you theorize their intelligence level is at?
That's a great question, and we're in a process of doing that, and that's all going to be run in conjunction with our new movie, Bigfoot Lives 2. The book's going to come out. That's going to come out, and then there's going to be a big tour going all over the country. But thank you for that question. We do have to move on, though, Tommy. We're really running late, but thanks for calling, okay?
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you straight up, you know, we talked about it at the top of the hour. Ken and Terry Stewart, they've done it from Bigfoot, Inc. They've got the Bigfoot Expedition starting the 14th of August, running through the 17th. That's going to be 3 nights and 4 days. And that's up there in the flanks of the Rainier. And I'll tell you what, this isn't something that you're just going to go out just like some of these other people do. You know, you make it there the way you have to and bring your sleeping roll and your tent and your own victuals and all that. These guys are doing it first class. First night, you're out there in a restaurant getting to do a little meet and greet and getting to know each other. The last day, you got that beautiful breakfast. And all the other meals will be at the base camp. So you're being like catered to, for crying out loud. For those of you who don't like to sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag or under the stars, they've got accommodations right there on the base camp that you'll be having a beautiful roof over your head. You got hot and cold running water and electricity. This is where it's at. What you need to do is call them. The call is free. It's an 800 number. 1-800-363-1599. I repeat. 1-800-363-1599. The call is free. Here's the good thing. The first 10 people that call in book tonight will get a $50 discount. Just make sure you heard it on Bigfoot Live. Make sure you tell them that. Great Thursday in person. We've talked. We've checked them out. They're the real deal. We're going to go to that same area. We're going to report to you about it next week. It's on you, Marco.
Okay, Tom, here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, breaking day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is like
everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a
primitive manufactured.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Back to you, Tom.
Hey, buddy, listen. Let's answer these phones. People are getting angry in the chat.
Well, we got them cut down pretty good, but we only got one more phone call.
Okay, let's put them on.
Area code 662, you're on Bigfoot Live Radio with Tom Viscardi. Go ahead.
Well, it's the Walking Encyclopedia.
Hey, Henry May. How are you, my brother?
Hey. I wanted to ask your guest, was it Denny? What part of Mississippi he lives in, and what kind? I heard about his activity. Very interesting stuff. I'm over here near Cleveland. I don't know where he is.
You know what I think we'll do is we'll give him your phone number and your email, and you guys can chat after the show. How's that?
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. How's the other brother, Bill Green? Is he around?
Oh, he's fine. He's in the chat. He's listening. I wanted to tell you that the other night on Fox News, I know you love Fox News there, Tom. But anyway, they actually, on Hannity's America, they had a very fair report, an actual fair report on the Honey Island Swamp Monster. It was on Hannity's America.
We were out there, you know.
Yeah.
That was Dana Holyfield out there, and it was her family. And that's going to be in our new movie, by the way, also. And her father, her grandfather's film that's in her movie, you know, the Honey Island Swamp Monster, she has agreed to have us, we can have that in Bigfoot Lives too. So those of you who didn't see it in her movie, you're going to see it in ours and see what we found when we were there also.
Yeah, that segment is on YouTube, actually. If you type in Honey Island Swamp Monster, it'll say, and you'll see a segment that says Hannity's America, Honey Island Swamp Creature, or something like that.
That's fantastic, Henry. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy, you ever want to know anything about Bigfoot that's archived anywhere, okay? You just contact him. This man is off the hook when it comes to that. Henry, thanks so much. I got to get back to the show. Say hello to everybody in the chat for me.
All right, you guys, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Northern California. Remember Sean Fries? He was on the show a couple of weeks back. He's a man that's a researcher that's been doing this for a long time now. We've met him quite a few times. Great guy. He went out there with his friends, and they snapped some shots, and boom, lo and behold, there was something by that tree. Well, he went back up there with his friends, and let's find out what happened. Sean, you out there?
Star 7, Sean.
Sean, you out there?
Let me unmute him. You're on, Sean.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, my friend, how are you? Tell everybody what happened. You went back up there, and what did you find?
Well, we went back up there, and we got back up, and when we found the trees we were looking for, we went in and took the shot, and from relatively the same angle, and whatever was in the first picture wasn't there now. So, anyways, I went up to where the thing was standing at, and this was like a really steep hillside, and it just so happens where this thing was standing at on this really steep hillside, which is probably greater than a 45-degree hillside. It was real difficult for me to even get up there. Well, where it was standing was a nice little flat area, just only flat area on that whole hillside, is right where this thing was standing at. So I stood where it was standing at, and I took another shot with me standing where the creature was next to the tree. And when we got home and did the side-by-side with looking at the comparisons with some, like, moss and tree knots on the side of the tree, the thing's easily 2 feet taller than me, and I'm 6'1", so...
Wow. Wow. Let me tell my listeners, okay? All you guys who've seen his photo, and it's on the website there, okay? Here's how a true Bigfoot researcher does it. He goes back, and he documents it again. Same area, same picture, puts them side by side, and here you go. Either it's a tree, or it's a brush, or something else, and now you're saying what?
I'm saying that whatever was in that first picture is not there now, so it was definitely something that was, you know, able to walk off and not be in the picture anymore. I've gotten a lot of people talk to me about that picture, and a lot of people kind of cue into that little area that looks like a human face. It's got like a flesh tone to it, and I actually found out what that was also. That's just a dead rot tree sticking out of the hillside behind where the creature was standing. It's, you know, a lot of people think that it looks like a human nose, and it looks like it's flesh tone and color, but all that is a piece of dry rot wood sitting in the side of the hillside there. So, to me, the more I look at it, when I invert the colors, and I've actually, I'll send those along to you. I'll email those to you with inverted colors, and I took some Photoshop, and I actually pointed out landmarks, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, so... And then when I showed it to other people after I put the landmarks on it, everybody just goes, oh, my God, wow, now I see it completely now. So I think a lot of people are drawn off by that area that looks kind of flesh-colored, and that's just nothing. I mean, it's just sunlight hitting a dry piece of dead wood, you know.
Thanks for explaining to us. Thanks a lot. Just mute yourself out. We got the best blast coming up right now, okay? Say hello to everybody up there, by the way. We're coming through there. I think on Sunday or Monday, so if you're off, let me know, and we'll get together.
Absolutely, I am off, so just give me a call when you're coming through.
You got it, my brother. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Sean Freeze from Northern California. He went out and did what needed to be done. Without any further ado, we're going to go out to Mr. Fred Doe up in Alaska, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to tell you where. This guy is incredible. You're going to hear it firsthand. Freddie, out there?
Fred, hit your star 7.
Fred, are you out there from Alaska? You on the phone?
Hold on, I'm going to, I got to find the area code here, my friend.
907.
Yeah, it's not on. He was on a new, maybe he got dropped off.
Well, let me tell our guests what's happened. He's on some property up there in Alaska, okay? I can't tell you exactly where it's at because they've promised me not to tell their last names and the area where this all took place. But they were pummeled with rocks and logs at their cabin by these things. This one gentleman had 4 encounters, and I wanted you to hear it from him. It was so incredible. But that's okay. We'll get him back on next week. Are my guys on the phone? TJ, Jeva, Bob, you guys on?
We're here, boss.
Where are you guys? Everybody's asking in the chat room, where are you?
We're on the side of a freeway in Utah, the only place for miles around where we could get phone reception.
You have any idea, do they have any towns or anything that you've seen passing signs?
Not yet.
We don't even see traffic on the freeway here.
Are you guys up on 90?
We are six. On 6, US 6.
Well, that's even worse.
We got some beautiful scenery around us. We just watched a coyote trying to catch some antelope. And the
is
antelope,
that right?
Yeah, the biggest antelope out there stopped and stared him down and ran him off and moved his herd on.
Let me ask you guys this. What out of, you guys have been out for a month now, what's been the most exciting time that you guys experienced?
Well, one of the things that's coming up real soon, when we get to a computer, we're going to be able to update our website here. You know, we haven't been able to do that because we've been out in the woods and no coverage. But we actually were able to call to a creature on the other side of a lake, have him answer that, and we have that recorded. So people are going to hear us whoop and hear the animal call back.
Now, it's no echo, right?
No.
No, it's no echo. Different you'll hear tone. The echo, and then you'll hear the whoop. Different tone.
And you guys got it on tape.
Yep.
We have
cool,
it on tape.
Wait a minute. One for my boys.
Thank you, boss.
Yeah.
Well, I get it. You know, there's many times that we've been out there, we've heard them, but we weren't quick enough to get the damn thing on tape, but you guys did it. I noticed that you did the tree knocking really good on that last trip. Where was that when you got that?
That was in Alabama, where we got the tree knocking at, up there with our guest Keith Worley.
That's right, that where they extended such wonderful hospitality. And the other one was where you got the whooping?
LBL in Kentucky.
Oh, that's Steve-O. Yeah. A lot of stuff's been going on.
Yeah, we've been putting on the miles here, boss. And the weather down here in the southern states, I'll tell you, the southern states are beautiful, but the weather was unbearable.
That heat and humidity really got you guys, besides the chiggers, huh?
Sure did.
All of us are all bit up and sweated out. But you know what? That's what it takes. If you want to find out what's really going on out there, you can't do it from behind a computer.
Amen. Everybody in the chat room is saying that they love and miss you and can't wait to Becker's, you know, God love her. She says hello to you guys. Be safe.
Hey, everybody in the chat room.
So what's on the agenda now for the next few days, guys?
Well, as you know, we're cruising up to pick up our cameraman in Portland, and then we go on our secret top mission.
Yeah,
I know. Don't say anything, neither. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're talking about is we're on the West Coast now. I'm flying in there tomorrow to meet them, and we're going to be filming some in British Columbia and in Oregon. Get a hold of us via the phone, via email. If you call the office, they contact us, cross-connect right away. You got anything that you think is imperative that you want us to hear, see, or film, this is what we're doing. So what you need to do is get a hold of us in the next 3 days, and we'll be out there, okay? And by guys, have you listened about the expeditions going to be held up there in Washington with our friends Ken and Terry Stewart?
Yeah, I can't wait to finally go up and meet them. I mean, we heard about them the first couple shows back, but, you know, like we do, we get out on the road and actually meet people that deal with Bigfoot instead of just blogging about them.
No, you're right, and you know what? They're stand-up people, and I can't wait myself. They're going to meet us on Friday also in that location, so I can't wait. And then possibility that we're going to go right out to that same area where all these people that are going to go on their expedition. So that'll be a pretty nice thing.
Absolutely. Give them a first-hand experience of what they're going to have out for them out there.
Well, you know what the good thing about it is, son, is that these guys are experienced. This isn't their first, you know, romp in the park. They did tours down in Mexico and stuff like that, and they're experienced. And they're in an area where they got a lot of local color that are going to come out and share their stories with them and the whole nine yards. And the beautiful thing about it is, For those people who don't really, you know, like camping but want to come out and do it, these people are doing it the right way. My God. I mean, you know, hell, they're treating them to dinners out in restaurants and breakfast out in restaurants and providing meals at the base camp. And if they don't want to sleep on the ground, they've got a house with running water and all those facilities. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's like nothing I've ever heard of.
Well, you know, hearing about that right now, I remember that one email we had, and I hope that guest is listening, because the email was that where could he take his wife, Bigfoot hunting, for their honeymoon? Well, here it is. Give him a call at that 800 number Dad has, and if you're listening, that's where you can take your wife for her honeymoon to go hunt Bigfoot.
I forgot all about that, son. Let me give you a shout-out with that number once again, ladies and gentlemen. It's 1-800-363-1599. Again, 1-800-363-1599. Ask for Ken and Terry Stewart. They're with Bigfoot, Inc. They're having that Bigfoot expedition. It's just next month on the 14th to the 17th. That's 3 nights and 4 days.
and you're going to have a time of your life.
And Tom, we have a caller. Actually, we have two.
Well, let's answer him.
903, area code 903. You're on Bigfoot Live with Tom Viscardi. Go ahead.
Hey there, Bigfoot hunters. This here is the Snake Man.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I'm doing. I just got back from spending all day at the hospital.
What
happened? That's sunstroke. But I wanted to talk to you, Tom, about a sighting that someone had told me about. And there's what it is, there's been some big feet that have been attacking this person's corn in their field.
Wow. Up there in the same area?
Yes, it's up here in the same area.
Okay. Now let me tell you a little something, all right? We're going to be coming there for 60 days. We're just about ready to sign the contract with the picture company. So we're going to be coming there for 60 days, 2 months straight, and we're not leaving. So you know how we roll when we're out there, Bruce, and you know we're going to be needing your service. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bruce Schuppe. He's the Snake Man. He's licensed by the state of Texas, the city of Paris, to take out critters that people don't like. Rattlesnakes, water moccasins, and so on. How's that business been so far this year?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
How has your business been so far this year with taking out the critters?
Been doing pretty good. Today it got the best of me, and it's not going to stop me, though. I'm still here in the room talking to all the Bigfooters.
Well, listen, you say hello to your aunt, too, and I can't wait to taste her food. Ladies and gentlemen, this
right.
is the guy that he had a great aunt, came out and fed all of our guys out there. And tell her we miss and love her, okay?
Sure will.
All right, boys, you be careful out there on the road. Tommy, TJ, and Java, we love you.
Hey, Tom, we've got one more caller.
All right, go ahead.
Area code 937, you're on Bigfoot Live. Oh,
hi.
You just hung up. Oh, no, yes, here you are.
No, I'm not here.
I love the sound effects.
Is he on?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
I just wanted to tell Tom that you have a great show. I think you do need to get down to Kentucky. I think there's a lot of things going on that I think you'd find pretty interesting.
Why don't you email me who you are and where to go, and we'll be out there within 2 weeks.
Well, I think you guys have been there one time before, and I think you guys would think it's really interesting. It's in Crittenden, Kentucky, and there's some crazy stuff. I'll try to contact you and maybe try to contact you next week.
Well, you know, I'm up all night long, and if you want to email me or call me, just go to the website. I'll respond immediately.
Okay. I think there's some interesting things that, you know, I don't know who's going to be winning this award for the $1 million worth of Field and Stream contest, but definitely I've seen some things that are just, it'd blow your mind.
Well, you know what? We're not greedy. We'd like to share.
That's right. I understand. You sound like
so contact us after the show. We're ready, willing, and able, okay?
All right, sir.
God bless you.
Bye.
Marco, it's on you. To all of our Bigfooters from here, there, and everywhere, kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams. Break in day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is shy like
everything else. They just were too realistic to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody turned manufactured
this. The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot lives.
A movie.
Right now.
At
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts.